Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to chapter 155 of the DC Alliance podcast. With me as always is Joe. Joe, how you doing this evening?
Okay. We work has implemented a new thing where we're not allowed to watch shows on our phones anymore or our tablets, and we can't have over-the-ear headphones like these, which is all I ever wear, as well I've worn for the last, I don't know, 5 years I've been there. So I have gone to bone-conducting headphones, and man, they are weird. I gotta get used to it.
I'm not gonna lie. The first thing when you said bone collecting, I thought that was like
bone conducting.
Bone conducting. I thought it was a cool like task in one of the jobs that you got. That's what.
No. They sit. See if I can show you here. Like right here.
Yeah.
On your head, and it's supposed to be like vibrations, and you hear the sound. It is cool, but I need to get used to it because this entire time I've been home, I've had like a phantom. Feel the entire time.
Yeah,
so it's I don't know. It's gonna be a while.
It's just frustrating when they change stuff like that.
It is to be. Oh well, we didn't get this special award, and it's all because people were on their phones, walking and talking, and not paying attention. Like, screw you. Like honestly, I pay more attention when I'm sitting there watching something, and because my job is so repetitive. If I'm watching something and I go to put my job in and it's not going in right, I look down. Oh, I'm missing a piece. I find more stuff missing when I'm not paying attention to what I'm supposed to do. I know I shouldn't be saying that, but it's just, I don't know. How are you doing, Travis? I'm screwing my job. How are you doing?
I'm not doing that bad, to be honest with you. We had a crazy amount of snow here the past weekend.
Yeah.
21 inches of snow, so a lot of shoveling took place. Unfortunately, the other person that resides in the house with me is pregnant and can't really help out when it comes to shoveling.
Snowblowers are fun.
Yeah, that would have been, that would be a nice thing to have at the moment. Currently do not, though, Joe. So, yeah, a lot of shoveling, a lot of shoveling, and a lot of shoveling. So, yeah, I hated the snow. Took my dog for a walk on Saturday and was trying to reach down to pick something up as he bolted, tugged me. He is huge. He's like 90 pounds. And I fell face first into the snow.
Love it.
And then he came over thinking I was playing and jumped in and kind of nudged me and flicked the snow all up in my face and eyes. And then basically tried to drag me as I was on the ground. So that was fun. But besides that, everything is good. But in the swing of things to school, just waiting for everything to be over. Right. Excited for Ant-Man in a couple weeks. I got my early tickets for that. So that was
good. It falls on, it's coming out the 16th. Which is my dad's birthday. And then the 17th, that Friday, I've got a Emily, my girlfriend, and I, we've got a dinner date with friends. So I won't be able, earliest I can probably see it will be that Saturday, which sucks. But
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, just dodge the bullets of spoilers.
Last time that happened to me was Thor, Love, and Thunder. I don't think I saw that opening night. No.
Oh, you definitely didn't dodge any bullets there, as I only caught up on that a few weeks ago. Or, well, a month ago, maybe.
When it came out, yeah.
Whenever I filled in for Brent on Marvel Alliance, I caught up on the few Marvel things.
Yeah, that was like a month ago. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's when I watched it. I don't even want to talk about that. Let's get into some positive DC things. But before we do that, obviously, I have to do network plugs. We are part of the Geek Ultimate Alliance with 8 shows in total. On Mondays is Ranger Alliance, and that rotates bi-weekly with Slice of Film. On Tuesdays is DC Alliance. On Wednesdays is a walk through the multiverse with Joe for the next 8 weeks. Joe will be covering The Last of Us, so stick with him as he covers the hit HBO Max show. I was on episode. I'm pretty darn certain I'm going to be on the second episode. That will be tomorrow. We'll be recording that. So much fun. I haven't played the game, so I have no idea what to expect, people. So it's basically like the Game of Thrones thing Joe said last week with, coming completely. No idea, while the people with the books are like, ooh, yep. This is the same thing here right now. So it's fun time. Stick with Joe on Wednesdays for the next 8 weeks as he covers The Last of Us. And Thursdays is Star Wars Alliance. And Fridays is Marvel Alliance. And Saturdays, for the next 8 weeks, is the Animation Nation. We'll be going back to Wednesday after that. On Sundays, monthly, is World's Finest True Believers. DC Alliance goes live on the Geekverse YouTube channel Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Star Wars Alliance goes live Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And Marvel Alliance goes live Thursdays at 9-10 p.m. Eastern Time. All 3 of those shows also have their own podcast feed. Search Marvel Alliance, DC Alliance, or Star Wars Alliance if you want Marvel content, DC content, or Star Wars content only. But if you want all 8 shows on the GUA Podcast Network, stay subscribed to the GUA on your podcast app of choice. We also have a Patreon, 2 tiers, a $1 tier and a $5 tier. $1 tier is basically a tip jar. You like what we're doing and you want to help us out any way you can. And the $5 tier is where you get your extras, ad-free episodes, early access episodes, and Patreon-exclusive episodes. Myself and Joe put up Supergirl a couple weeks ago. We have in the can, being edited as we speak, Superman 4. Ooh, what a dumpster fire of a film. I'm not spoiling anything there. Go on any ratings and see. But my suggestion, patrons, is, and if you're not a patron, you should become a patron and listen to that recording. So you guys don't have to watch Superman 4. We did it for you. And
you don't have to watch it anyway. You don't have to listen to our recording. Don't listen. Oh, hold on. You don't have to join.
You're not doing a great job of selling right here, Joe. I'm trying to do my inner car salesman, and you're cutting me off at the knees.
No. Hold on. We've got great movies coming up. Don't ask them to join for a shitty movie.
Well, they don't have to suffer through it. They just get to listen to our pain.
Or they just don't watch it. Like,
that's part of the. I know in the sports world, people like to see fans devastated and losing, not their victorious moments. They want to see their pain moments. Like, they don't want to see us be like, ooh, Batman 89, awesome. They want to see us be like, Catwoman, pain. And I'm still dreading Catwoman when we get to that moment.
But you don't have to watch it twice, sir.
Yeah, that's true. That's even.
I don't. I mean, I don't have to. I'm choosing to.
But Patreon, stick with us as we go through all the DC films through the years. Superman 4 will hit in the next 8, 9, 10 days, maybe. Like maybe at the start of March, end of January, somewhere around there. So check that out as we go through the rest of the DC films through the year. Stick with us. We also have Brett and Chris going through the Marvel MCU movies. Stick with them. Even the one-shots as well. They're covering everything. We have Clay doing watches for the first time. Right now he's on Game of Thrones. We have Katie doing Star Wars comics for with her husband, Matt. And we have Joel's Multiverse Minutes, which there is a scheduled recording that was worked out pre-show. Yeah.
That's one we're holding for a minute.
Yeah,
it's gonna be with you. You're joining me for that, but I am gonna try and get some other Multiverse Minutes up within this month and next month. I did see that South Park's coming back, so maybe I'll jump onto that in February. But
I finally watched the COVID special. Finally, oh my god, was it ever good,
man?
Oh wow! Like I like you know, I honestly it makes me want to go back and catch up to a couple seasons that I fell off. Well, and, I know they're all great, but
well, and I covered I think seasons 24, 25, and 20. No, 26 come back. So like 23 and 24, which 23 and 24 were just like the movies, the specials, yeah. And then season 25 was only like 6 episodes. So it's not hard to catch up.
Good. I think I'm going to have to play catch up at that too. But yeah, we thank everyone that's a patron. If you're not a patron, if you can take a quick 30 to 60 seconds to rate and review the podcast on your podcast app of choice, that's always greatly appreciated. It helps other people find the shows, and that's always a good thing. Okay, Joe. A little light on the DC news this week. Managed to find some things. We got a nice little trailer that dropped today. The Harley Quinn Valentine's Day special. But before we get into that, we have a meeting that took place between Jason Momoa and Peter Safran, James Gunn, and David Zaslav, a.k.a. DC Studios plus David Zaslav. There is the initial video that he posts when he's leaving WB with security, just basically saying, like, this is awesome, and giving out love to Peter Safran, James Gunn, and David Zaslav.
Yeah.
And the other part of that was he spoke with Variety at Sundance. I think it was Sundance.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. And essentially said, because there's a lot of worry that he's not going to be Aquaman. And this throws a wrench into everything, Joe. Like, I don't know what is going on with DCU, if I'm being honest with you. Because...
according to all the scoopers, we're going to find out this week.
Jason Momoa says, I'll always be Aquaman. Though the rumors, ain't no one coming in there and taking shit. There might be some other characters, too. I can play other things, too. And I think that basically screams to us, like, he's going to play Lobo.
I mean, I can't think of any other character he could play. Lobo fits.
He's already dropped the hints that he loves the character and read the entire run on other interviews. And he said just recently,
remember when The Rock said he loved being Jon Stewart and beating up Superman?
Yeah, Rock didn't have $1 billion.
Hey, I'm going to be Black Adam now.
Didn't have $1 billion comic book film behind him already.
True.
Essentially, this basically must make David Zaslav giddy, because you keep the star of a $1 billion comic book movie as that role. Give him another role, getting him in another movie, maybe making more money off that actor. So like, this seems like money, which
I mean, I don't know if I know you have it in the notes here. Like, is he staying on as Aquaman? You know, is he going to be Lobo? What's going to happen with him? Like, is he going to come back for Crisis? I don't know. Like, I'm pretty certain that he's done as Aquaman.
Check out Marvel Alliance for that album game. But I think I agree. I think I agree with you. I think the villain is going to shoot that so far up on the box office charts. Get out of here.
We'll see. But no, I don't know. Like, it's totally possible, and I just realized I keep saying like, and I need to stop doing that, but it's totally possible that he could be a new character. You know, he could come in there and start off new. And Lobo, as I think the general audience only knows Lobo from this, from Jason saying, hey, I could be Lobo, or the rumors.
Oh, yeah. About.
Like, Lobo is not one of those characters that is well known. We know him as comic book fans.
He's not even that well known in the geek community. You know, Superman the Animated Series and some DCAU continuity. And the Man of Tomorrow, or is it Man of Tomorrow? Man of Tomorrow, which is what I can totally see.
Like, if they're pulling from this, yes. If they're pulling from Man of Tomorrow style, yeah, I like that. That one,
I could totally see Lobo in there as a third party, probably trying to hunt down either Clark or.
And that's a perfect character. He doesn't have to be in. He doesn't have to have his own movie. He can come in, do a 5-minute role here in this movie, do a 10-minute role in this movie. He's just doing his bounty hunter thing, searching for all these characters. Fine. And then eventually, once you seed him in enough, then he gets his own movie down the line. I don't know what's going on.
This gets me so confused, because I thought we were getting full-on reboot, if I'm being honest with you. I thought after this film, we were getting full-on reboot. You told Henry Cavill to get out the door.
But... Well, and we've got rumors coming up with Shazam that we're going to talk about later, and I just... the whole Henry Cavill... obviously, that wording is... the wording the internet is saying, similar to what Daily Planet said in Superman 4 of how Superman told the kid to drop dead. It's just all headlines to attract people. They had a talk. Cavill's Superman didn't fit with the current DCU going forward, but it's not to say he won't ever come back. I can guarantee you, if they ever do a crisis movie, they're going to get everybody back that they can.
100%. Just seeing the success of how Marvel did it.
Exactly.
Hello, Derpy. Honestly, if I was thinking about this, Joe, they're going to do some sort of event where you're bringing, because of the success of No Way Home, Avengers Endgame, like, you're going to get one of those things where you're trying to bring everyone together, like, from past into present, like that, and maybe what we get in Secret Wars. I feel like that would be foolish to throw away money not to. I just find it hard, like, how Aquaman and Wonder Woman currently will still fit going forward into the story, but Superman has to be young. I'm just saying, if he stays on as Aquaman and there's no changes to character, it's going to be a little confusing. So do minor things change after the Flash film? I have so many questions. Like, I don't know. It seems like we're getting some parts are staying, some parts are going from DCU, but I feel like he's going to stay as Aquaman. Like, he wouldn't say ain't nobody coming in and take this shit after meeting with him. He's not that stupid.
It's no different than the people complaining that they ruined Star Wars. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not the original. They ruined Luke Skywalker. No, you can still have the wimpy Luke Skywalker from the original trilogy, and because he totally is a wimp. Anyway,
third one is not so much wimp. I don't think so.
Anyway,
I'm not a big Star Wars buff.
Okay,
I'm not a big Star Wars buff.
But what I'm saying, people keep on saying, "Oh, they ruined this character." No, they didn't ruin it. It's just not what you wanted. You still have the characters and the movies and the products that you liked over here. It's just that they're acknowledging this, but they're keep going forward with new stuff. He is going to be Aquaman in the movies until the end of time. It's no different than Reeves being Superman.
I don't think that's not Superman. How he made that. I don't think that's what he meant, Joe, because the way he said that, he said, ain't no one, I listened to it too, like, he's like, ain't no one coming in here and taking shit. Saying, like, because that's all the rumors out there, that we're having complete reboot and he's like, everyone's going to be recast since the Cavill news. That's what people are thinking. And he's not saying, like, people are going to remember me as Aquaman forever. He's saying, like, no one's coming in and taking my role. That's what he just said in the response there. I don't think he would be foolish enough to put that kind of statement out there after meeting with DC Studios and thinking there's a chance that he would be replaced as Aquaman. I don't think you put out that statement to Variety when you're like during an interview a few days after. Like, we know he's already met with DC Studios before he gave that answer that was asked, because she actually asked him what was said during the DC meeting. Meeting with, and he says, ain't nobody coming in to take my shit. Like, nobody's coming in. He said, I know the rumors out there, and ain't nobody coming in to take my shit. So I don't think he would say that without meeting with James Gunn and Peter Safran. I just think that the Lobo thing is just the extra cherry on top for him to basically give him more creative. Like, you don't have to just be Aquaman in this universe.
But they don't have to. If they bench Aquaman, no one's taking it from him.
You don't really need to bench him, though. You can just have him have his own self-contained adventure, especially if he has another big hit. Like, let's say this Aquaman makes $800 million, we'll say, instead of a billion, but makes $800 million. They're not going to keep him on the shelf. They may give him his own self-contained story that doesn't anywhere interact with any characters that Lobo may interact with for a while, so that you can keep them separate and don't make people like even try to.
But then we run into the problem of if they are self-containing Aquaman and by extension Wonder Woman, those two are over here in their own little bubble, and then DCEU's here, Joker's here, Batman's here. Like, we're starting to build more worlds, which I am not against. I'm totally for that. I want the most we can have. But when you have the general audience who are like, oh, cool, Aquaman's here. How is he connected to the Justice League now? And then he's nowhere near the Justice League because the Justice League is all new people.
Well, no, I don't think that at all. I think that he would be included. Both of them would be in Justice League movies. I think that's a little ways down the line. I think that I'm just saying, like,
while you're
building out the DCU, you can also tell another Aquaman story with characters involving him that had nothing to do with anything else.
It's his own thing.
No, it still exists in the DCU that James Gunn is making. It's just not like I'm saying, if you're taking him going forward as Aquaman, that's all. You're recasting, it's a completely different thing. But if you're taking him going forward, you could just tell an Aquaman story and then pull, same thing with Wonder Woman. You can just tell a Wonder Woman 3 story about Wonder Woman. And then when Justice League comes up, you can still bring those two characters in if they're still alive. I'm not saying put them on like the same thing as the Batverse. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like you can tell a story that isn't greater DCU implications for him and Wonder Woman, and then bring them in for the Justice League. Because what you're saying makes sense. Like, you can't have offshoot worlds of these and then like not have them in the Justice League. It would make no sense.
Yeah, that's essentially what I'm getting at. You can't, I don't think you can have them do their own story. And then here is the overall Justice League movie that brings everybody in and not have those two because
They have to be integral. They're
but if they recast them, I'm fine.
Oh, same here. I'm not saying
Aquaman and Wonder Woman over here doing their own things and Justice League DCU doing their own thing. I don't know.
That seems like a bit too much to me if you had like another Aquaman and Wonder Woman.
It's gonna start getting headachey.
Yeah.
When you start actually breaking it down.
And World's Biggest Geek asks us, and thank you for joining the chat tonight, World's Biggest Geek. What do you think about Wonder Woman 3 being delayed? Nah, there's a lot more Wonder Woman villains I would like to see in the movie. Agreed. And I thought they set her up great at the end of Zack Snyder's Justice League, where she's staring off with the arrow, wondering, because she has no idea ever from the time that she left in Wonder Woman, the first Wonder Woman, she has no idea how her mother and the rest of the Amazons are doing, besides what Steppenwolf told her, that he basically wiped them all out. She has no way to get back there or know how to get back there. There's such a great story you can tell there, and you can involve Cersei in that as well.
You can have a reanimated corpse of Steve Trevor.
No more of that stuff. That was the way they were going. What was rumored, that was absolute nonsense. But there's a lot of story left on the bone for Wonder Woman. I really hope they get a chance to tell more. Like, I'd like to see Gal again, but I wouldn't hate a full-on DCU reboot. But it doesn't seem, the more and more, it doesn't seem like that. It seems like God is going to pick and choose and possibly have the Flash be when he comes back from his multiverse mission, there's going to be another like there's different things about that Earth, or he's going to be on a different Earth.
And again, like we, whenever we get that announcement, allegedly by the end of the month, we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, the sad thing, 2 days ago, like most of the rumor scooper sites put out an article. James Gunn will be making his announcement in 10 days. And he said January.
That's all he said. He said that in December.
Ooh, what a scoop. That's a further illustration of how all they want is clicks and views. They have no like actual journalistic integrity at all, because anyone would be like, let's just wait. He's going to put them out. Like put out an article speculating. But
you know what we should have titled this episode? What? James Gunn to kid, drop dead kid.
Goddamn Superman 4. That was such a terrible thing. But it did give me an idea, Joe. We have to take our first ad break of the evening. Listeners, we're an ad-supported network. We don't pick the ads or the volume. I'm going to give you a quick 3-count to adjust your volume, and we'll be right back in 3, 2, 1.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back.
So everybody's aware, we are not changing our backgrounds because apparently StreamYard is having some issues. We had an issue a few weeks back. Marvel Alliance had an issue last week. So we are, you guys can
being
see
safe.
Momoa's beautiful face the entire time.
Yeah, we're not going to change banners for every story for our live listeners, just because we don't want
to lose the recording again.
Yeah, so we're going to just err on the side of caution, because we feel like that's what prompted the crash both times.
Until we hear back from, I think Snell wrote to wrote to StreamYard to figure something out. Until we hear back from that saying everything's good, we're just going to stick with one from now on.
Do you think he announced, on the game asked, do you think he announces anything past 2025 or just sticks to the next 2 years? I feel like we're only going to get a couple announcements. We're going to get two films and a show, two films and two shows max.
So I
because I feel like the shows
for 2 years for 24 to 25.
I feel like the 25. Ooh,
that's what I'm saying. We already got 2023 slated.
Yes,
we're getting four movies this year.
Yep.
So
and we have
possibly
Joker 2 for 2024. That's the only one slated to release in 2024.
Okay. Yep. So we don't need to talk about that one. He shouldn't talk about that one.
He's
not connected to that one anyway.
No.
So yeah, I could see three movies and at least two TV shows. If not even four movies.
I can see him announcing a film past 2025 just to indicate like this is our long term plans a little bit, but I don't see it going further than that. Yeah.
I can see it. Okay, I like that.
Hello, Drew.
Hello, Drew.
Just talking DC. And on the game, I do think there's gonna be a couple shows announced as well with the movies that Joe's talking about there.
I'm gonna predict three to four movies for 24 and 25 and at least two shows.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to go further than that. They're not going to pull the mistakes of the past where you pull a big giant timeline that people can bring up later about like not happening.
Yeah.
We've
already done that too many times.
That's pretty much agreed upon, Drew. We got to that point that he's going to be remembered as Aquaman for a very long time, but I don't think anyway.
Then maybe he'll be remembered as Lobo for a very long time. We'll see.
I also want to say I think Lobo is a great way to bring in the whole war world and everything like that, because you could have him rounding up people.
The war world's basically just Superman, though.
I know, but that could be your way, like to bring in just more characters to expand the DCU. You could even put a Green Lantern in there, and that could be a way to put off into a Green Lantern show, a Green Lantern.
I mean, film. If they weren't scared, they'd have a Green Lantern by now.
I don't think James Gunn. I think James Gunn is going to actually give us. He's pretty good with space cosmic characters.
Yeah. What? Why would you say that? Like he's had two successful movies and a successful TV show.
And it's definitely going to be a successful third.
Yeah. We don't know yet. It's not out yet.
Trust Travis on that one. So Joe, we have some. Let's round up the news, and we got a new thing that came out today. We got some news today, Joe.
Space.
We got some news today. Like finally, we got an update. We got a trailer, not the trailers or anything that I think we were hoping for, either in Shazam or The Flash. But we got something. You're right, the one we needed. So I will share my screen, and we will go over. I will mute it, obviously.
Yeah. Monetized. Maybe you can share your screen. JK. LOL.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. That might, let's hope it doesn't bring everything around, but.
I mean, it didn't for.
Oh, okay.
Now I listened. Okay.
So we have a Valentine's special for Harley Quinn coming out February 9th. Definitely going to be reviewed on the Animation Nation.
I may have to join you for that one.
Well, you're definitely there for all the Harley Quinn stuff so far. So we open up with. I really like that. Just seeing some romantic.
I mean, Flash and Zatanna were weird.
I gotta ask you: is this a character in comics or just for this? Like, does King Shark have a Queen Shark? Or
I think that's comics, or I think that's show only. I mean, sorry.
Okay, never seen that before. I love that.
the bat. Yeah. Chocolate.
All the bat symbols, that's amazing. Left by Catwoman. And keeping continuity, Bruce is in jail. We see Kite Man with his new girlfriend.
Golden
and
Glider.
Harley and Ivy. And Etrigan. Oh, my God. First appearance. Look, he got a name tag, too, Joe.
I love it.
We have not seen him before, right? I'm not wrong on that.
I don't think we've seen him before. Not in this universe. No, I don't think so.
And I guess he's considered a villain at the bar here with Bane. And he asked Bane if he wants to have a bigger penis. And Bane's like, that's not what yes, I went to before.
Yeah, he stopped for a second. He's like, well, hang on. Maybe.
Oh, man. And I love Bane. You know, you listeners, you know how much we love Bane here.
He's the best character of the show. Hands down.
And yeah, so I'm not sure what Darkseid is in love. I got to pass for a second. I looked across the room and so yeah, this is full on. Essentially, Joe, I saw the best tweet about this is what Velma wishes it was.
I still haven't watched Velma, although I heard I did see somebody's either TikTok or Instagram story saying it's better than what people gave it credit for. I don't know.
And Harley has Ivy has a big O and causes the city to go crazy, and that's essentially, I assume, what.
Sure.
The...
So they won't let Batman go down on Catwoman. Because that's what heroes don't do that.
No.
Even though they totally do.
We'll be much a hero.
But they have a whole special about Harley going down on Poison Ivy and her getting off so hard that she releases pheromones that basically make everybody in town like sexual deviants.
Yeah, essentially. That's the
sure.
The premise of
it. DC.
I love how she's like, you can't get mad at me for just like getting you off too good, and she's like, shit, you got a point.
This is gonna be so much fun. Yeah,
February 9th, so excited that was a nice little treat that we got today. I wasn't expecting that. It came out of nowhere this morning, so really excited. Just a couple weeks and we'll have a new animated movie. Well, film is an event.
It's a special. We don't know how long the special is gonna be.
That's true.
My guess would be probably 50 minutes to an hour.
50 minutes, yeah.
So, and if this is something that they want to do all the time, great. We talked about that, I think last week, the week before, when you brought up the fact that they're having this special coming out, that this is something that Harley has been doing in the comics recently, alongside with her ongoing, where she'll have like a Halloween special and a Valentine special and a Christmas special and a holiday special or whatever.
Yeah.
So like, I'm all for this. If they want to do this in between seasons, great. Do it. It works.
Also, if something is like this, like they're putting out another season and then we're getting a special, this is something that James Gunn clearly like thumbs up, considering he was on the show. So I think if you like this,
he was on there for one episode.
He wrote saying like, I'm a fan of the show before I even like came on. So
that's
just good. If you like Harley Quinn's animated stuff, I think it's going to be around for a while.
So, world's biggest geek note for the Green Lanterns: which version would you use? Alan, Hal, John, Guy, Kyle, Jessica. You're also forgetting. Oh crap! What's his name? You answer. I'm gonna look up real quick.
Honestly, world's biggest geek. I think I would go with Hal and John. I also would try to tell a history lesson story type thing in the film, like showing the first Green Lantern, Alan Scott. But maybe have the Guardians just fill
Simon.
In.
Simon Bass.
But I think you should start with Hal and maybe even have him be a year in and then have John be the next recruit and see the Green Lantern Corps through John's eyes with Hal as his guide.
So I love Jessica Drew. Jessica. I love Jessica. She's awesome. Kyle is amazing. Alan is amazing. But when you think of Green Lantern, you think of Hal and John. So I would be on board for like a buddy cop with those two. Honestly, I came in, my first introduction to Green Lantern was Hal. And then I would watch the Justice League animated series and there was John. And then I eventually figured out, oh, there's multiple Green Lanterns. So combo of those two, I don't know. Buddy cop with those two. That's what I want.
That got my vote as well, Joe. John is my first Green Lantern. He was the first one that I saw. And actually, that is not true. Kyle is the first one I saw in animation in Superman the Animated Series.
Okay.
And then it was John, but I really took to the John character. I did love how Kyle could draw as an artist, and he was failed DC Marvel. Like, it wasn't like that, that. I thought that was pretty cool. But no, like John, I just love his, he just moral compass, and I really enjoyed him in the animated show. It really got me like trying to dig deeper into Green Lantern. So that would be my vote. And I do like your buddy cap idea of them going around the galaxies.
Only because I want them to both have the justice. I want them to have the justice that they need, but we already had the attempt with Hal, you know, and everybody knows John from the animated series, the Justice League animated series. And we thought we were going to get something similar with John in Arrow, but that never happened. I know. Sorry. I don't mean to bring it up, but it's there.
Last season of Flash was a giant. Brent, shout out to Brent and his tweet where he caught up on the Flash. Season 8 of Flash is a giant middle finger to Green Lantern fans, and more importantly, Green Lantern Arrow fans.
So, but you need to have those two before you can get Guy, before you can get Kyle, especially before you can get Kyle. Mm-hmm. And in the comics, Simon and Jessica became, there was a whole run where they were the buddy cops. You know, when Hal came back and actually was a Green Lantern again, he's like, well, you guys get to share a lantern and go do this. That was an amazing series. I really like that series. So you could definitely take that concept, move it over to Hal and John, and have them be a buddy cop in a movie, in a series, TV show. I don't know.
Series would be so good, Joe, because you could have them like accidentally, like first have it so carefree and casual, like they're loving their job, have them stumble into a sort of conspiracy secret thing where you find out in the end that Sinestro is not the glorious top Green Lantern, he's evil. That would be maybe, because you could have Hal as a year in the service and then John come in, and that like he's with Hal and they're going to go off on their first couple missions, and that's what they could stumble into. It, I would really love to see something like that.
I'm down.
Okay, so we have some other news now to talk about. James Gunn responded to a person on Twitter who basically pled with them not to use Guardians of the Galaxy casts for DCU. He wanted unknown people, which I'm not against unknown people as well, but James Gunn responded with, "We have hundreds of roles to cast, as I've always done. Some will be brand new faces, some will be actors I've worked with before, and some will be actors you know who I've never worked with. What matters most is the actor fits the role and they're easy to work with."
So we're going to have the Scooby-Doo crew in DC Universe, because
he worked with them. Chris Pratt, Superman confirmed.
No.
I saw crazy people going around with that yesterday.
I'm saying, we're going to have Freddie Prinze Jr. as
Batman.
As Batman, sure, why not? We'll have Matthew Lillard as Superman. You'll have Sarah Michelle Gellar as Wonder Woman. You'll have Linda Cardellini, is that her name? I don't know, but I know she's over on Hawkeye right now. But you can have her as Black Canary. I don't know. And then you can have Scooby-Doo. Batmite. I don't
Scooby-Doo. The crossover with DC.
Maybe he's crossover with Batman a few different times, sure. But no, like, I know everybody's jumping the gun and saying it's going to be, the Guardians cast. Look, Batista as Bane all day long. Chris Pratt, I like him as an actor. I don't think he's a great person, but I like him as an actor. And then you got Zoe Saldana. Yes, please. Like, she is amazing. Karen Gillan, also amazing. So, bring them all over. I don't care. They're great actors and actresses. Bring them to DCU.
I'm not going to look at him and just immediately think like Star Lord. No, you especially like he said, as long as they fit the role, I don't think you're going to get like a Chris Pratt Batman or anything like that.
Honestly, I think Chris Pratt would be a good booster gold.
Exactly. That's first character that came to my mind. Guy Gardner is another one for me. Like, I think he could turn on.
Guy's a dick.
Yeah, I think he could turn that on.
He could, but because majority of his roles, I guess outside of his role in the Jurassic World movies, because I've only seen the first one, he's got some comedy elements, but he still is basically major on point. He's a comedic actor. He's a comedic role. Him being Guy Gardner, I don't think would work as well.
Yeah, more so they're laughing at you, not with you, with Guy Gardner. Like, they're more laughing at how ridiculous you are than they are, like, thinking. Sean Gunn played, like, is James Gunn's brother,
yes.
Obviously.
I'm trying to think. Because, I mean, he was a joke as Calendar Man. That was the whole thing. Him as Weasel, he was just there. I mean, he also does the body.
Honestly, I wouldn't say super villain. I wouldn't say super villain. I'd just say villain. I think he would be a perfect Condiment King.
Yeah.
You could have the ridiculousness of Condiment King.
He could, yeah.
Especially in a Peacemaker, especially in a Peacemaker series. Like,
well, and,
my God. How have you not had Condiment King in there yet?
Well, we still got season two. He definitely is a good background villain.
Yes.
Like, if you think about it, we had Zaz in Batman Begins. He was in there for a couple scenes. Didn't make any real, like, impact on the movie, mm-hmm. except for fans who know about the character. There he was. Like, we could have Sean Gunn be something like that, where he is playing a character that pops up a couple different times throughout the movie, and we as fans know who he is, but he's not important to the plot.
No, you could have him show up in a movie and then get arrested or not even see him anymore, and then we see him in another Suicide Squad film in jail. Like, you could do stuff like that just to expand the DCU and make it connect a bit more. I would love to see him as Condiment King, though. That's kind of what I would love to see him as. And I really do enjoy Gunn responding and talking some of this stuff. What I didn't enjoy, Joe, was Diane Guerrero's post that she shared on Instagram that she quickly removed, which showed her looking back at a 16-second clip, and she shared it and said, "Goodbye, my beloved." Essentially, I thought, so doing the same thing that Starfire did from Titans, the actress Anna Dopp that plays Starfire did the same thing, in a interview or a promotion for the thing. She said the final. So
We were thinking this was going to be the last season anyway, especially since currently three out of the four that have immortality no longer have their immortality. Not to say that they can't get it back, but I'm sure if they try to get it back, it's going to be more painful. So
they might just.
And four seasons, man. Like, that's a good run.
Oh, it is a good run. Really, I still think the first season might be the best with Mr. Nobody and how outrageous it was just at the top. We were not expecting it. I've kind of gotten used to it. Yeah, I've kind of gotten used to it a little bit more now. But I'd be sad to see this show go. But like I said, I don't think these shows, Titans and Doom Patrol, I don't think they're lying for this Earth, Joe. I feel like they're
They've done a good job. Titans was okay.
They're
entertaining. They've been entertaining.
Even if Titans sticks a landing, I'm still not going to give a series recommendation.
No, like, they've already lost that.
Yeah,
season two.
Couldn't they have season two? You might have had a thumbs up recommendation, but no. Okay, so Joe, that was a little sad news. David Ayer was on Twitter going back and forth with somebody as well. This was a fun weekend for people on Twitter. Yeah. Obviously, such a nice person to comment and tag David Ayer and say, "I'm sorry, anything that wasn't included in the theatrical version is an afterthought, and it's called a director's cut. When they add scenes to a movie, it wasn't because it was too dark and scary for toddlers." Like, kind of outrageous there. And then David Ayer is like, as nice as possible, because I would have told the guy, I would have just shared the Gordon Ramsay GIF, "Oh, fuck off," obviously. But he said, "Normally, you're absolutely right. This is an extraordinary case of a movie being utterly re-engineered in post. It's not a couple cut scenes being added. The nature of the film has fundamentally changed. I'm looking you in the eye and telling you this. My cut is vastly better," which is probably the most steadfast statement he's made so far. Just in terms of one comparing one to the other. Like,
I mean, he's been saying something similar for a while.
He says different a lot, but yeah, I don't think I've ever heard him say like my version is better.
Yeah, I mean, look, I
believe him after Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Last year, the year before, I went back and I watched the original trailer, and the vibe I got from that trailer and the vibe I got from the theatrical movie are two completely different vibes, knowing full well that the trailers are made by a different company, an outside company normally, and it's just...
I'm trying to remember the size.
The stuff they're given.
The Jailhouse Rock, I think they had in the pop trailer that I think is what caused them to re-edit everything. Like, that trailer popped off, and I really think they used that same company to... Because that was the one I can remember. That I think it was the SDCC, or it was... I'm not sure when.
Yeah, I think it was SDCC.
It was a big trailer. Like, everyone loved it because it was so action-packed and everything was mile a minute. And opened with, Ayers opened with Amanda Waller saying, like, they had like a 15 to 30 second conversation with those people for her to get that, like, Black Ops running. And I don't think we got that in the trailer, like, the pop rock trailer, we'll call it.
I don't remember.
It's been a while. It's 2016. It has been a minute. We've had a lot of shit canceled since then. But I hope one day he gets his film to see because of what Zack Snyder's Justice League was
completely
vastly different. I believe that he's exactly saying the same thing here.
Now, the poster isn't wrong in saying that the theatrical cut is what came out. Anything after that is director's cut. Yes, he is correct. However, those are usually better.
Context matters. That's what, like, I say that with we're talking about just clicking on a tweet, like reading the whole article. It matters here to knowing the whole story of what's changed and that whole 2016, 2017.
Which, I mean, and where the fact that there's been so much out already about how you know, Ayers been open about it. Like, he had his whole movie got changed because of the reactions.
To
the initial reactions of BVS. Well, BVS and Man of Steel. Like, everything, once WB stepped in, is like, no, we have to do it this way. Like, his whole movie practically got scrapped, and he had to...
For nothing he did. He didn't. Yeah, he probably got a worse deal than Snyder, if I'm being honest with you, because he didn't, like... Yeah, because they put out a film that... Yeah, so I think they made all these changes, and he had nothing to do with the reason why. Like, they were already... Like, they were making them because of somebody else. So... I hope fans, one day we get to see
at
it.
That point, fans were all in on Marvel, and Marvel was lighthearted at the time, and DC was darker.
I think it was possibly just as much critics, if I'm being honest with you.
Well,
it feels that way anyway.
What? None critics have never liked superhero movies, though. Until recently. Like, critics themselves have never enjoyed, they've never given superhero movies a good rating. And then when you have Man of Steel, which was probably the realest interpretation of Superman ever, and the critic score was like, what, 60 or 70?
Yeah,
like, it was 60, low. 60s. Lower than it should have been.
Yeah. Might have been 50s, but I think it was 60s. So, like I said, I hope we get to see this one day. It will be very, very... Yeah.
I'll hold my breath.
Now, back to bumming you out, Joe. Mark Hamill, probably, like we talked about when we said when we did our little memorial for Kevin Conroy, I don't think he'll ever be back, and this is pretty much stamping it.
And he shouldn't be.
He was interviewed by Empire magazine, and he said, like, they would call and say, do you want to do the Joker? And my only question is Kevin Batman? So without Kevin Conroy there doesn't seem to be a Batman for me. Sad quote, but that was pretty much, like I said, I gave up wanting a JLA, like the Justice League.
Any Justice League without Kevin.
Without Kevin. So kind of, like, I think that whole thing goes to rest.
And Mark is 100% correct here. Like, his Joker is against Kevin's Batman. Kevin passed away. He doesn't need to be Joker anymore.
World's Biggest Geek, one character in Suicide Squad movie, I wish I had more screen time, but it's a shame that he was taken so fast. Slipknot.
Sir!
I was first person I've ever heard say that. More power to you. I didn't know the character before.
I know Slipknot in the comics has some merit, not a lot, some, but they needed a throwaway character.
Yeah, there's one
prove a point.
Go watch Batman Assault on Arkham. I'm not sure. Oh my god.
Oh, who was it?
KG Beast. Sorry, yeah, that's who it was.
Which KG Beast's a fucking powerhouse. I don't know why.
Yeah, and
that's the one they're gonna throw away. Like,
and Amanda Waller just blew his head off.
Well, they blew off the head of like the whole team that first.
No troll on the game. I just was genuinely like, I've never heard someone say they wanted to see more Slipknot in that movie. I really enjoy the Suicide Squad movie, even though it's done by Trailer Studio. I actually don't hate that film.
But if you think about it, if you go into Suicide Squad, Slipknot would have showed up, tried to escape and get his head blown. Like, I don't think that's a scene that wasn't going to be in both films. Like,
and
Gunn
takes it to the extreme in his film where you get like
that
eight
whole
characters.
First team is just like, yeah. Right, bye.
Lamb to the slaughter. So that was what Slipknot was to us listeners. But I honestly would have loved to see him, a bit of action from him. I would have liked to see him fight, let him use his powers a bit before we get rid of him. So yeah, trolling out of the game. I just was genuinely, he's asking if he's trolling. Oh man, it's been a long day. I missed that. My bad, out of the game. Okay.
Anyway,
my trailer keeps going down there. It's kind of a little annoying. So put this in the gigantic rumor care category. Probably not happening, but I've seen it come across on my Twitter, which was Amelia Harcourt and Dr. Savannah are both making appearances in Shazam Fury of the Gods. I translated the article, and I'm going to be honest with you, it makes very little sense what they're saying here. So I would say if you're seeing that going around, just ignore it. I just wanted to get that out there because it was really flashy, had exclamation points. But when I dug in, I even translated the article just to make certain. And no,
Translate it to English, then back to like Spanish, and then back to English, to then like French. I don't know.
Google Translator didn't help me that much. So yeah, that's fair. Just avoid that rumor. Yeah, I'll say
them,
I think it would grain
if
of salt.
In the movie, fine, whatever. Yeah, like it just
take it with a grain
just,
of salt.
It connects all like the DCU, the current DCU, and that's fine. Is it needed? Probably not.
When I read that they were trying to make Harcourt into the next Nick Fury or DC's next Nick Fury, and I was just like,
that makes no sense.
Amanda Waller's there behind,
right there. Exactly. Yeah. Why would Harcourt be it and not Waller?
So, World's Biggest Geek says Kevin will always 100% be the greatest Batman in history. Playing the video games, the animated movies, he's always an icon to everyone. Especially seeing him in the crossover was the best.
Yeah,
agreed. Yes. World's Biggest Geek. That was one of the highlights for the Crisis on Infinite Earths for me was seeing him finally get his due. Yes, he was playing a bit unhinged Batman, we'll say so to speak, but getting to even play a Batman Bruce and being in the exoskeleton, I thought that was a great little send off and chef's kiss to him. So
yeah.
We did a great little tribute, I thought, to him with Chris Bell that joined us. It's one of our earlier episodes, it's a couple months back now.
Yeah, because he passed away in November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we did it. We had that pop up right after he passed.
So Big Screen Leaks posted a thing today saying like Shazam marketing is going to start to pick up. We got a new Shazam Fury of the Gods banner that looks so cool. It's a giant dragon and Shazam standing up, like holding the thumbs up when it looks like he's going to do atomic breath a la Godzilla. And he's just there giving a thumbs up. I can't wait to see the whole dragon fight scene because there's a point where he throws the boss. He's like, I threw a boss at a dragon. I love my life. So I really am excited for Shazam too, Joe. And I bring out the marketing and the trailer. I did read that we're going to get another trailer for Shazam sometime this week. So I don't know if that's 100% confirmation this week. So look for that. Hopefully we'll get a talk with that on Monday. That would be exciting.
I'm down.
And we have a final thing. I wanted to ask you about this because sometimes you've read the comics for some of these animated films. And we got a new animated film from Warner's coming here, Batman, The Doom That Came to Gotham.
This is one I haven't read.
Oh, son of a
gun. I know.
I was hoping.
Which it sucks because it's an Elseworlds, and I love my Elseworlds. I actually think...
You have it somewhere?
I might have it on the shelf.
We might have to read that at some point. I think I might have to dust that off myself and read it.
Yeah. Look, if we ever want to start covering comics like Marvel Alliance does, I've got no problem with that.
But, same. I'm not against that as well.
That might be a future thing, considering we've got Smallville at the end and me covering Superman Lois for right now, or a quick talks on it. We don't need to cover comics, but if we ever wanted to, you know,
we may cross that bridge at some point, Joe. I really enjoyed this trailer. I covered it on Animation Nation at the start of the episode before I got into the X-Men, the animated series. I didn't know a lot about some of this because I haven't read it. I'm going to plan on reading it before I watch the film. I thought there was a lot of cool scenes, and I really enjoyed Gotham by Gaslight, and this is in the same world. There was one really cool scene. That's a good one, Joe. And there's a really cool scene here where you get Jason walking up to talk
to
the Etrigan in the mirror. So
that was cool.
Sign me up for that. I can't wait to see that. And that's in March. So
coming up pretty quick.
And Legion of Superheroes is sometime in February.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, I already have it pre-ordered on Amazon, so it's coming right to my door. So I don't remember. I need to pre-order this one too.
So listeners, we'll take our final ad break of the evening. We're an ad support network. We don't pick the ads or volume. I'm going to give you a quick three count to adjust your volume, and we'll be right back in 3, 2, 1.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And we're back. World's Biggest Geek says, I'm so hyped for Shazam. That's one of the movies I cannot wait for, especially seeing Lucy and Helen play the main villains in this movie.
Yeah.
Same. Super excited for that. I really enjoyed the first one, so I'm really excited to see where they go from here.
You'll definitely have to come back when we cover on the show. And
we'll be covering on the show at World's Biggest Geek, and hopefully I don't have to miss that one.
Fingers crossed. I don't have to take the lead on that, if I'm being honest.
Fingers crossed. I have a good feeling, Joe. I have a good feeling. Things usually work out. cross.
Not gonna wood there.
I got a lot of wood on this desk. Okay. So we have let's do your Superman and Lois catch up before we talk about the Smallville retro recap. Before we
can do. Hey, so I'm covering episodes 7, 8, and 9. Man of Steel, Holding the Wrench, and Loyal Subjects with a K. There's not a lot of drinking. Fun. Okay. At least they're finally pulling back on that. This is our introduction to them actually saying that Captain Luther is John Henry Irons from A New World, which I thought that was really cool. That was a cool backstory to have. Then we also get the backstory of how Lois and Clark had that she was pregnant again with a daughter that they lost, which is definitely sad.
Speaking from personal experience, it's rather devastating. So it's nice to see it sometimes in show up. You mostly always get the everything works out, rainbows, butterflies, and thumbs up. So it's nice to see these characters go through some relatable struggles.
Correct. And then let's see, what was we gonna get that? We got that. We got Jordan. No, not Jordan. Jonathan, who is basically sad because he doesn't have powers, so he feels left out, and then he almost gets himself killed. That was interesting. And then seeing all of the figuring out that Edge is putting Kryptonian consciousness into people. And that's how the Kryptonians are coming back to this planet. I definitely called it when Kyle showed up to the Kent farm and because Lois and Jonathan were being attacked by two other members, and then Kyle just happens to run into the barn with them, and it's like, oh man, I'm sorry, what's going on? And then Jonathan uses the gun and blasts the two away. All right, guys, you really did it. Or did you? And his eyes started, but like, I knew as soon as he showed up,
he never shows up for anything, stupid Kyle.
Yeah, right? ouch.
Where I stand with Kyle.
But the thing that surprised me was Morgan Edge being a Kryptonian, allegedly. He's in a suit, he's got a symbol, he's flying, like, oh shit, okay. Like, I'm loving this show, man. Like, I don't know why I didn't watch it before.
Because it was CW, Joe. You definitely know.
Probably why.
Definitely extra hindrance there, but I'm glad. I'm so glad you're finding out some things. I'm so glad to know that there's other things that you're still yet to discover.
I'm liking this three episodes at a time, and I'm just sticking to the three. Like, I haven't watched episode 10 yet. I'll be watching that this week, 10, 11, 12, sometime this week. And then, you know, finishing up next week. I'm enjoying the show. I really am. I'm looking forward to getting through all of it, so that we could talk about season three when it starts up in March.
I'm so excited for season three too. I'm really excited. There's so many things for season one and season two. And I will say,
oh yeah, Jordan, he's got his hearing now in this one.
Yeah.
He got his freeze. Well, no, he got a flu, which basically got his freeze breath of sorts.
Same kind of thing in Smallville, actually. I think for his freeze breath, I think he got a flu in season six. I think it was an episode called Sneeze or Flu or something.
And then what happened in? Did he get any powers in the last episode?
It's been a while for me, but
I'm liking how it's going.
I'm really excited for you to learn more about John Henry.
That is a character I've loved since his interpretation from Death of Superman. I have followed him and read not all, but majority of the stuff he's been in. John Henry Irons, great character to me. The fact that they brought him into the show and they're doing him some fair justice, I think. I'm not saying that
He's a standout after two seasons. He's a standout character to me. Good. Joe. That's all I will say.
Like, I'm not going to say that the Shaq Steel movie was bad. I loved it when I was a kid, but I haven't seen it since I was younger.
I can't remember it either. Oh, my God.
We're going to watch it soon. Well, actually, I'm watching it sooner than you. It's actually coming up. I think it's the next DC film over on Comic Rundown.
We have a couple Batman buffers.
I'll be watching that soon. And
Justice,
but they're doing him really well in my thought in this movie or in the TV show.
This is completely unrelated, but I'm watching That's 90s show with Allison. Yeah. Just trying to get a new show. The fifth episode, they're literally like, I got tickets to Batman Forever. Do you want to come? I'm like, oh my God, Batman Forever. Don't go. No, just kidding. Like, I didn't mind Batman Forever that much. But yeah, Joey, it's a great show. I love how they focus on the families and not just the Superman action and Superman, but families are key integral characters and they're interesting. Like the brother.
I'm really happy that they've gone away from Jordan and Jonathan being whiny little bitches to the parents.
Yeah.
Although there was the hearing episode where Jordan was listening in and he heard Jonathan talking to Sarah. And he's like, what are you talking to Sarah for? Moving in with my girlfriend. What's going on? Like, dude, shut up. What are you doing? Stop.
World's Biggest Geek asks, how did you like the introduction in season one when they referenced the famous Action One comic in the episode?
Right at the beginning? That was amazing. Like, that was really, really cool. And having him have the suit, the original suit as well. Man, he looks so good.
It honestly, to me, is the bit. It takes elements of all what makes Superman great in Smallville, Man of Steel, Clark and Lois, The Adventures of Clark and Lois. Like, it literally takes, and Christopher Reeve's universe as well. It literally takes from all the best parts, and it seems like it's a mish of them for me. Anyway, that's how I feel about the show. I'm really excited for Joe to catch up.
Really good show. Yeah, this is the first time watching it. So
I genuinely enjoy Joe hearing your thoughts. Like, I'm excited.
Well, I've called out when they've done bad, like the first six episodes where they're drinking constantly, and Jonathan becomes like, he gets drunk and don't do it again. This is your warning.
I wish I lived in that world. I was 17, and literally nobody else's parents, only my father. Like, I got to 12 o'clock, I wasn't home. He'd be driving around the community looking for me, and we're up partying. Like, I didn't start drinking until I was in grade 12, and barely any of that. I'm there drinking, and someone's like, who's that vehicle? And you look, going around, slower than anything. Yeah, so I had to run back home to not get caught. I'm not like, don't you dare do it. Like, I had to, like, lie, pretend that never happened. Like, it was a lot more work.
First drinking party I went to, I was 17. Yeah. Because I was dating my ex-wife at the time. So, like, yeah, I get it. Like, I didn't go out before.
No.
Especially at a 14-year-old. Like, what?
crazy. So, yeah, there are some things that I don't know if that gets that much better, but there are some things.
Well, like, these last three episodes, they didn't have any issues parenting-wise for me.
So. Actually, they do a pretty solid job of that. And finally, Joe, our final thing to talk about tonight. Our Smallville Retro Recaps, Season 2, Episode 2, Heat. And I just got to say, the moment that the teacher walked into the classroom, I immediately remember watching this episode back when I was young. I was 13, I think, or 14 when I watched this. And yeah, there's some really, I can't believe they put that in there. Like, the first two times Clark's heat vision activates, I mean,
the first time it goes off, he's in class. He's looking at the teacher who is in this, like, this hot-looking dress. Also, it's, it's the air conditioning's busted and everybody's super hot, whatever. And it's like, okay, Ryan even calls it out in Talkville. He's like, yeah. That was allusion to jacking off. Like, it was just literally just spurts coming out. Like,
yeah, like it was disturbing.
It was. You're not wrong.
Like, what am I watching here? Like, how is this allowed? How is this PG-13? Or not even PG-13. How is this on network television?
Here's something I didn't know about. Michael brings it up in Talkville. There was a sex scene that got cut with him and the teacher, because they were married at the time, that was apparently too hot for television, allegedly.
Or, depending on who you ask, Michael Rosenbaum was so bad in it that he couldn't do it.
That's insane, that, though.
Well, he said I had another sex scene, like, in a couple seasons down the line with Lana, and that got cut, too. So, I wish I could cut the whole Lex and Lana.
That one was...
I'm a little confusing about that. I still think that there's weird. Like, she did it for to save Clark. I can't remember that. It's been so long.
I got nothing. Like, the first, I watched the first season a lot, second season a lot, third season ish, fourth season a lot because Erica Durant showed up and Oh, love it.
And fifth season too. I remember Aquaman was in it. Like it was a like.
Yeah, but like after season four, it was like, okay, I'll just watch them one time. I might watch them eventually, but I stopped watching them. Like you were watching Arrow.
Yeah. But like this, I enjoyed this more than clearly everybody on Tocqueville did. Because I had a little bit of nostalgia for the episode. Like I could actually remember, as this is just a Ron Miller filler episode for them. I mean,
Michael hated it. Ryan wasn't too impressed. Tom liked it. Tom said that because of the heat
the vision. The power, yes.
And that's what one thing Ryan was trying to say is like, you know, it's an important episode for him getting his powers and him understanding it.
It's just wish they would have did it in a different way than.
Well, if you even think about it, Michael even brings it up. It's like this person, Desiree.
Yeah.
Her power is to basically manipulate people with like this pheromone.
Yeah, that she gives when she kisses.
No, it doesn't even have to kiss. It just comes out of her because she did it with John Kent.
John Kent,
and
yeah,
never kissed him. But she releases this pheromone, and then she has this person do her bidding. And Michael brings it up about how she didn't die at the end.
No.
So she gets arrested, gives off the pheromone, and then she's in the wind. Mm-hmm. Like, she never comes back, right?
No.
So,
well, he said that I think if last, honestly, you know what would have been awesome, Joe, is to see if you would have gotten a scene. Because I know in season five or season six, Lex starts experimenting on metahumans and has this whole like level 33.1 or.
Yes, 30, I do remember that.
To see her locked up in that.
There? Yeah.
In there would have been such a cool little Easter egg. I don't think we ever see her again. I do love how Rosenbaum called her on Tocqueville.
That was fun. Called her back. He called her once, and it wasn't the right number. He's like, oh, that's not right. Okay. Although, apparently it was right, maybe.
Yeah, and she was like, that's just how I was casted. Like, I was cast for that role all the time. So, I don't know if she's in anything, like super popular, because she doesn't seem familiar.
I
can check,
but I don't want to. No, so what they should have done, especially after like half of season one and all these kids have all these meta powers, have a special meta prison similar to what Flash does, although Flash is holding them illegally, if you think about it. But no, like they should have been in a prison and not just a regular prison, because I believe it's this season, we've got the old... like a bunch of old antagonists from season one that break out and team up to go up against Clark. I think
this season, there's some of the kids that encounter.
Like if they were in their own separate meta prison, great.
I would be 100% all about this if this actually happened.
I would too. I don't know if he wants to though.
He did tweet out at James Gunn that he was available and would like to be Luther again. Okay. Yes, in a tweet like a month and a half ago.
I just know he wasn't too happy with the bald, shaving everything bald and the bald.
I think the post Smallville career, or kind of maybe a little bit of lack thereof career, and basically the thing that he's remembered most for at the moment is his Smallville.
I mean, I remember him in the
podcast
Urban Legend.
Urban Legends. He was also in Pool Hall Junkies. And he did have a show, Preacher, I think, that lasted a couple of seasons that would have kept going. But I think he got anxiety filming the show and had to stop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but I would love to see him.
Taking care of them.
World's Biggest Geek asked, do you think Michael should come back as Lex Luthor when James Gunn reboots the DC Universe?
But here's the thing. Like, if he's not playing off of Tom Welling's Superman, I don't know if I'd want it.
I think he could still be good. I can still remember an episode where he captures the kid who played Flash, and he had excellent banter back and forth with that character, while also being intimidating and, you know, threatening. I really think he could be a fantastic Lex Luthor if given the opportunity. I don't think he needs to act. But now, I have never seen him out of the context of Smallville, so that could be its own thing. So it's always... dangerous to do something like that, but I think we both would be definitely
I would definitely be for it.
Yes. So ultimately, Desiree gets Lex to marry him in a week by the pheromones. And then she tries to put the moves on Clark, theoretically, to go kill Lex. And it doesn't work because Clark is Superman. And then she tries to get Jonathan Kent to do it. And I love when she's like, Lex fondly is like, we need to talk. And she's like, yeah, I get to inherit it all when you die. And he's like, feels like you're, sounds like you're going to kill me. Are you going to kill me? And she opened up the door. No, I'm not, but he is. And Jonathan Kent burst in through. Really enjoyed that part. And the heat vision of the bullet, obviously, I thought that was a really cool scene. What was annoying and weird to me was the Chloe like constantly coming up and saying like, yeah, I'm so over it. And, yeah, it's a good thing that we were friends now. And I was like, way too much. It got a little annoying for me at a certain point.
Well,
like,
look,
do we need this teen drama? Do we need this? Like, do we?
She is reverse psychologizing him Clark to join a cult, a sex cult, if you will. And, yep. No,
I think you watched the wrong document.
Oh, my bad. Or the right one. No, you're not wrong. Because then she goes up to Lana and it's like, yeah, I still got feelings for Clark. I told him this, even though I was a lie. And like, they basically say, well, we should stay friends, even though we shouldn't let some guy we're dating come between us, or some guy we're not dating, whatever. Which in turn, by the end of it,
I don't think that's out yet. World's Biggest Geek, I think, is coming out in February. It could maybe it leaked. DC has a problem with their animated movies leaking a few weeks before.
This is my shocked face. It looks just like my normal face.
They have I'm sorry, I missed that one as well.
But then by the end, because the whole entire point of this movie or this episode is Lana is making video files, like a video thing to send to Whitney because he's currently in basic training, I believe.
Or I think he finished basic training and is being deployed.
Okay, one of the two. I know what happens. I do remember that. But and I think that's actually coming up either next episode or the episode after.
And then there's a couple episodes involving that in this.
Yeah. Because by the end of it, she is having a tough time with her feelings with Clark. So I think she's about ready to tell Whitney.
Well, that's basically how they end the episode, is her saying like, yeah, Whitney, well, I'll always love you. Yeah, so we know what's happening to Whitney. And I wonder what
I don't think do I don't happens. Remember if that actually gets sent to him or if he actually sees it. Because I think
he does see it.
I don't think he does, because if I remember him like writing a letter and her getting the letter, I think the day she's about ready to send the file,
maybe
about how like he really loves her and all this, and then like the next day she gets the notification that he gets killed in action. So
yeah. I think you're right about that, Joe. It's been a little while, so
she felt terrible about it, and then that like pushed Clark away, mm-hmm. like she pushed Clark away even more.
That makes sense, because everything's lining right up with them, like getting together, and we know that doesn't happen for a lot longer.
Like three more.
No, she's not completely oblivious. I will say that. Like she mentions that, like you've been around three fires. Like you started three fires, you've been around three fires. That really, convenient. And Clark's like what a coincidence. And she's like, or maybe just more the mystery of Clark Kent. And I'm like, look at you. At least you're not like blindly accepting things by fact.
But here's the thing though. Like for the last year, mm-hmm. weird things have been happening, and when they figure out what's going on, it's because some person has gotten abilities because of the meteor rocks.
She literally gets abilities because of meteor rocks. Like exactly. She's able to see through people's eyes at one point last season.
So Clark is, there's fire spontaneously happening around him three different times. Huh. I wonder if. Nope. Nothing's happening.
I guess a week of no fires will do a lot to quell the rages, I guess.
I know he got arrested because Desiree set her car on fire and basically blamed Clark for it. But the dude sets a fire in the police station and then leaves. How did you not get arrested again? And I know Lex wasn't going to press charges, but it's like, No, you were still arrested. You still have to get processed.
Stern warning, Joe. Let you off with a stern.
Oh, yeah, that happens in the Superman universe.
That happens in any universe. Come on. Unless there's money involved. I really enjoyed this episode. Let me rephrase that. I really enjoyed it compared to what I thought I was going to like it going in after listening to Tocqueville first. Because Tocqueville maybe
I watched it first and then did Tocqueville.
I watched Tocqueville first and then watched the episode this week. And yeah, I made the episode better for me because I thought it was going to be really bad. And I ended up, finding a sense of nostalgia in the episode. I could remember when I watched it, like basically date and time and where I was on the couch and the old couch. So yeah, kind of had some nostalgia berries going for Save Her. Joe, I think that pretty much sums up everything tonight.
Yeah, I think we got it.
That was a good episode. I'm really excited to see where they're going to go in Smallville for this season and for you and your next three episodes of Superman Lower. I'm going to shut up. I don't want to spoil anything. listeners, thank you so much. World's Biggest Geek, All in the Game, The View with Drew and Derpy, thank you so much for being in the chat. Listeners, we'll be back next week with more DC. Hopefully, we'll get some movie announcements, Joe.
Fingers
crossed. Later, everyone.
Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.